Welcome back to a Blind Techie Geek Speaks Thanksgiving special. I'm Kathleen Mashana, your host speaker. In today's podcast, I'm interviewing a senior citizen who just happens to be my Aunt Anne. Welcome to today's show, and we're very happy to have you here, Aunt Anne.
Thank you.
If I don't mind asking, what is your age?
I am 70 years old.
I'm so glad to hear that. What physical changes surprised, upset, pleased you most about aging?
I am happy to be 70 years old and still able to do everything I could do before. And now I spend my time taking care of my grandchildren, and I substitute teach 2 days a week. So I feel very good and thankful for my physical health at this time.
That is incredible. That is really great. So happy to hear that. How have you adapted to these changes?
I think having the grandchildren to watch and having the 2 days a week that I do go and substitute teach have really helped me kind of like fall back a little bit, but still be so involved in like the school community and my children's and my grandchildren's lives has really helped me not feel that it's hard to figure out what to do, but to feel like glad I have all these things to do.
That's amazing. What steps have you or do you plan to take to protect your medical decisions should you become incapacitated?
Okay, so through my doctor, I've already set up my husband as my health proctor. We have not done some of the other things. We started actually to do something and things came up to make all the legalistic things to happen if one of us should pass. So we are still actively working on that. And it is challenging to make these things happen and to get our papers in order.
Okay. If you could go back 30 to 40 years, what diet and lifestyle behaviors would you change?
If I could go back 30 to 40 years, I'm not sure I would change anything because our life was so busy taking care of our kids and trying to make healthy choices for them. And at the same time, these healthy choices were better for us. And being actively involved in their school activities, and each of us, my husband's a teacher and I'm a teacher, and just working and really enjoying life and the extra time we had with our children.
That's nice. So glad to hear that. Are you retired? Do you participate in any community activities for seniors?
Okay, I am retired, and what I do is substitute 2 days a week. So I don't really participate in town at the senior center because I'm busy watching my grandchildren the 3 days that I don't do the substitute teaching. But I feel very fulfilled in this capacity.
That's nice. Amazing. Do you plan to donate any organs or leave your body to science upon your death?
Well, I am a donor person. On my license, it's indicated that I am a donor. I never thought about leaving my whole body to science, though. That has not really come up to me. So I'm not sure about that.
Okay. How did your work, whether in the home or outside, affect your well-being?
I worked at a school for the deaf, and I felt like I had a very good purpose in my life. I loved the people I worked with, other deaf people, and I loved teaching. So I 100% think that had such a positive effect on my life.
Wow, that's wonderful. Is reaching this stage of life what you expected it to be like?
I guess I never really thought about it that much time as I thought about, oh, a time to relax and have vacations and do all that fun stuff. And it really hasn't turned out to be that. But I am enjoying the fact that I can give to my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandchildren everything that I have. And that is making my life wonderful because I enjoy every minute of it.
That is amazing. Excellent. So happy to hear such wonderful and positive things in life. Thank you very much, Aunt Anne, for your time to answer these questions on today's podcast.
Okay, thank you. I love you, Kathleen.
Happy Thanksgiving, listeners.